Ladies and germs, it is another hot, hot, hot day out here in the wasteland. I think my phone said it is, what, 81 degrees? Which I know a lot of you are like, haha, but 81 degrees, but it feels like 95. What's crazy is I myself am from the country, was born there, wasn't raised there, particularly for a few years. Lived where I'm living now for quite some time, I guess most of my life, if we're being honest. And when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, I used to love the heat. Now not so much. I was always a winter kid, loved playing in the snow, and now that I'm older, I don't really like snow too much. I like it, but it's different when you're an adult. You don't get out of work because of snow. And now with this whole COVID and everything, kids are virtual schooling. I don't even know if they're going to get snow days. Is that going to be a thing? Some crazy time we're in right now, man. Crazy time. Apparently, it's the Super Mario Bros. 35th anniversary today, and I did not know that. So, Nintendo and Mario Brothers, keep slinging that big N around. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, guys. So, yeah, so today's another update. I guess I should stop calling them updates, really. It's more or less another episode. Been talking to two people that I want to have on. I guess realistically it's more like three people. So I got one of them coming up in the next few days, and the other two we're hashing out the details, but I think we're going to have a couple of really good podcasts coming up for you guys. And most importantly, I hope you enjoy them. You know, I mean, you know, this is kind of like a 50-50 thing. I mean, I kind of do this for me in a sense that I feel like it's fun and it's enjoyable. And I don't know, it's just something I've always wanted to do. And now, you know, I mean, me personally, I listen to a lot of freaking podcasts and it helps me get through the day. So I figure if there's a way that I could do the same thing, why not? Why not, you know, start a podcast? It's not like it's gonna, you know, break the bank. And, you know, if I can get a couple of you guys to just, even if my podcast is short and I do 10 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes when you're on break, maybe you had, you know, a bad customer gave you some kind of attitude, and, you know, maybe you sit down at lunch, you listen to my podcast and BS for a minute, and, you know, maybe it cheers you up. So if I can at least make one person smile or laugh or have a good time, I feel like I'm doing something with my life. You know what I mean? You know, I'm a father, as you guys know, and I work a full-time job, and, you know, balancing everything is a challenge, but, you know, I love the thrill. I can wholeheartedly say that, you know, I love my family, even though they're nuts, and, you know, my job, I like what I do. It's like any other job, though. There's always stresses. There's always random BS that you got to deal with. And ultimately, you know, unless I really had to, I wouldn't change it for the world, you know. And I'm hoping my raises are kicking in soon, and things will be even better. But yeah, I am currently in the work truck, casually making my way to the next job. It is almost 12 o'clock, and it is super hot outside, guys. I did one job already. You guys don't know, but I start late, so if you're thinking, why am I only at, you know, my first job at 12 o'clock? Well, I don't start till 10:30, bitches, so there you go. But, the first job was a chronic, so what that means is if somebody has a trouble call, they schedule an appointment, a tech goes out. If the tech closes the job and the customer calls back in within a month, it becomes a repeat. So now a second guy's there. And then if it follows that suit again, where, you know, the second guy comes out, does his thing, leaves, and then again, that resets that timer, that 30-day timer. If another, you know, if the customer calls in again and now they need another tech, it's a three-peat, we call it. It's really another repeat, but we call it a three-peat. And you really don't want to be on a three-peat. And then if it gets any further than that, I mean, sometimes we've had houses that are so nuts, eight guys have been there. Usually it's the customer, sad to say, issue with their TV or something, and they just don't quite get it. But you know, it, once you get to, like, the third to four guy out, it becomes a chronic in which a supervisor shows up and they tag team and try to figure out what's going on and see if they can fix it. So I was at a chronic today, and, you know, signal was good at the pole, everything was good at the ground block, but I have a tendency when it's a chronic to not necessarily redo everything, but anything that's on the side of the house, any splitters, fittings, I cut them, I replace them, I get shit popping. That way there's less of a chance of it being another repeat. But yeah, signal was good. I fixed everything on the side of the house, did all my scans, my diagnostics, everything was good. Ran in, checked the TV, everything was rocking. The lady said it was an issue where it only happened once, so I really don't think it was a super big emergency, but she said she was getting ready for bed, and the TV flickered, and something happened, and, you know, I don't know, something crazy like that, some kind of nonsense or something, but, you know, I checked it out, supervisor was there, we couldn't find anything wrong, and then the lady tells us as we're leaving, well, you know, we have had some issues with this TV, I think we're gonna switch it, it's a third-party TV, and, ultimately, I think it's going to be a good thing for her. I don't think there's anything wrong with the house, honestly. But, you know, sometimes if it's not your wheelhouse and you're not tech savvy, you don't know this stuff. And that's totally understandable. That's cool. So, yeah, I got done with that chronic. Everything checked out. Sweating like a mule. Working like a mule. And I'm on my way to the second house. And we'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe it'll be easy. Maybe not. But either way, I'm going to sling that cable dick, and we're going to get things rocking, baby. You know what I'm saying? Fat man, who's a guy eating crap out of a garbage can? Fat man. What's up, guys? So, I just had a very interesting appointment today. This guy is a veteran, former Marine, and something is heavily telling me he's got influences in the mob. Anyway, the guy's really cool. Helped him with, like, iHeartRadio, hooked his freaking soundbar up, like, all this other stuff. He gave me a pretty good tip. But most importantly, he invited me and the family over for a barbecue, and he said we'll play some billiards, and he's got these fucking, these fat Cuban cigars, or fake Cubans, or whatever you want to call them, and he seems like a pretty nice guy. I don't, you know, routinely hang out with customers, but this guy's 65 years old. He's, you know, like I said, he's an old vet. Seems like a pretty halfway decent guy. So if we do end up hanging out one day or whatever, shooting the shit, I'll definitely fill you guys in. But this guy was great, man. He had me cracking up the whole time. Minus, like, the one story about his wife just passing away, but, I mean, this guy was crazy, man. He was telling me stories about how, like, he's got friends that come up from New York and, Newark, and they hang out at his house. They get there at, like, 9 o'clock at night, which is cracking me up, because he lives in a 55 and up development. So, I mean, they go to bed at, like, 7 o'clock over there, but he's got people, the boys, as he call them, coming over at, like, 9 o'clock. He was cracking me up, telling me how he's got, like, you know, some women from up north that come down, and, you know, you play some doo-wop music. He was telling me he's gotta have the doo-wop music, because if he doesn't play the doo-wop music, it doesn't get the ladies in the mood. And he's cracking me up, because he's telling me, he's like, you play a little doo-wop music, and the next thing you know, you're getting a little sloppy-toppy from one of the girls, you're dancing with them. He's gonna be cracking up, he starts dancing, like, fake dancing. He's like, I do a little bit of this, I do a little bit of that, and then the next thing you know, you're eating a bowl of clams. I couldn't stop cracking up. This guy had so much personality that, I don't know, he's the kind of guy that I would love to have on the podcast, but I feel like we don't know each other like that just yet. But I don't know, if he's inviting me for a barbecue, who the hell knows. But this guy was great. I don't know, you know, Too much of his backstory, but this is a guy that, you know, 65 years old. I thought he was younger than that. You know, you can tell he's an older gentleman, but he's, for somebody about to hit 70, man, he's got some bumping and grinding going on, and it was just cracking me up, man. He was showing me the sound bar, and at one point he was like, you see this hole right here?
He's like, I had this bitch up against the wall, and she had a cigarette in her mouth, and she dropped it, and she burnt a hole in my speaker, and I didn't give a fuck. And then he tells me afterwards, when he's done, he kicked her out, and then, you know, he said, fuck it, I'll keep, he's like, this is the only hole I need in this house. It just fucking crazy old guy, just fucking, you know, this is what really helps the day go by, is the customers, man. I mean, sometimes you get some shitty ones, but it's far and in between. At least with me, I usually keep everybody under control. I'm usually very professional and friendly, so I always keep everybody in a good state of mind, so I really don't run into too many issues at work. But this guy, man, if you guys were there, if I was recording, like, this guy, everybody has met a guy like this in their life, and this guy is just top-notch Magoo. Whew. Anyway, guys, other than that, man, it's been another hot day over here. I feel like I'm driving freaking I'm in a hot box, in a sauna that's in a hot tub, driving through Death Valley, Arizona. I don't know what the fuck, man. Clearly, it's not that hot, but it's pretty hot out here, man. But, yeah, if I have, you know, a free day and this guy is down, we'll hang out. But more importantly, he was showing me he had this nice piece of furniture, a big, what do you call that guy? It was like it's a big chest, basically. I know everybody's seen it. It's got the lights. You could put, like, figures or memorabilia or whatever you want into there. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he was telling me, you know, he's had it for a couple of years. He only wants, like, $100 for it. And I'm just looking at my house with all the figurines I have and stuff. And I'm like, I need a shelf or something for these guys. And I feel like that thing would be awesome. I feel like it would really go well with what I got going on at the Monk Mountain. And who knows? We'll see what happens. Oh, Lordy. All right, guys. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for an epic song. What song will it be? Well, it won't be the thong song.
Let's go. feel so guilty, but I can't take it anymore. The abuse, physical and mental. I'm leaving you, but please, just answer me this question.